Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Sans Pants Radio. Tomatoes are a vegetable. I don't care what anybody else says.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, what's so good about being a Pokemon anyway? Or, as I like to call today's episode, is Bill Nighy a fuckwit?
We've all seen Detective Pikachu.
Every single person in the entire world has seen it.
If you haven't
seen
it...
Hey, look, we'll do a quick survey. Jackson, you seen it?
Yes.
Joel Zammit, you seen it?
Yeah.
Joel Dusha, you seen it? Okay, I have. So that means 100%, and if we expand the survey size out, 100% of the world's seen it.
Absolutely.
If you haven't seen it, first of all, great lie.
Second of all, that means you miss out on a great scene where Pikachu gets hit in the rocks... Gets hit in the guts
gets
with
hit
a rock.
The rocks. Hit in the rocks with a
boom,
gun.
Right in the rocks.
Gets hit in the guts with a little rock and it almost kills him. Oh, but a Mewtwo doesn't hurt him.
Yeah, it's a wonderful moment. But
so the big plot that Bill Nighy does is like, right,
next step of human evolution.
Next step, because I have no legs. Yeah. I'm gonna be a Mewtwo.
Yeah,
and everyone's gonna be their Pokemon.
I'm gonna be a Mewtwo.
Hang on a second.
Be a Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo. Wait. So in this world, Detective Pikachu.
Correct.
Does everyone only get one?
Yeah, what do you mean, like one Pokemon?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in Rhyme City they do, because Rhyme City is like...
It's a trainer-free zone. People and Pokemon live side
by
side.
You just bond with one, I guess.
Yeah, you just get one.
That's like a wife or a husband or a...
Dog.
You just get one.
A dog in a very strict neighborhood where you're only allowed one. That's
dog.
What it's like.
Because it's like, he's like, all right, everyone bonds with, like,
imagine...
you and your Pokemon become one being, but I guess mind of you, but body of the Pokemon.
But I assume that comes down to the Mewtwo powers. He just picks.
Yeah.
Like if I did
like the Infinity Gauntlet shit. It's like whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like there's no point in that film do we see a person with two mons.
Yeah, yeah, you only get one mon.
Yeah, one mon, Rhyme City. You want more than one mon, fuck off.
You gotta pick a partner too. That's the deal.
And that's the thing, is like what if you like you pick someone but
they're
a piece of shit.
They keep calling them partner Pokemon. Yeah. Well, there's evidence of that because so many people have shit garbage Pokemon.
Yeah.
In this movie.
And they're like, nah.
It's
I'm
crazy
stuck
to
with
think
this
because
garbage.
It seems like the deal is that you get your Pokemon, you bond, or you get your partner when you're very young.
Yeah.
But that's like when I was a teen, I didn't know what I wanted. You know what I mean? Everybody has childish Pokemon,
yeah,
I guess
but
is my
they
point.
Do. And also, what I found was very strange in that film was they were like adults, like fully grown people walking around with like, say, a Charmander, like the first evolution.
And that bothered you.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Surely
that.
At that
weird.
Point
it's
you go to Charmander. You know what I mean?
But
Charizard,
that's assuming because, and I think I have an explanation because I was thinking about this. So battles are banned. How does a Pokemon get XP in battles? So if you're never battling your
that's a good
fucking
point.
Squirtle, it's going to remain a piece of shit Squirtle
just
its whole life.
Every morning, just like wake it up, be like...
Punch it in the mouth.
Yeah,
Squirtle, quick time to train.
Squirtle, boom!
Well, actually, that means...
Get bigger.
That means if it gets no experience, because outside of there's no battles, that means that anyone with an evolved Pokemon in this universe is an abusive piece of shit.
That's funny. Ludicolo at the bar. He's been fighting.
Because we do see a Charizard, but that's in the fight. In a battle, yeah. And that makes sense. Yeah.
Absolutely. Are there EVs? Multiple EVs? Yeah. I guess you do that with a stone, so it's not a big deal.
We saw someone with an EV.
Yeah, there's a Vaporeon.
Yeah, well, you do that with a stone, so...
Eat this rock, idiot.
Hey, what do you think the stigma is of forcing a rock on someone else's Pokemon?
That's like bad.
If I went up to someone's EV and I just hucked a, I don't know, Firestone at it and made it a... Flareon.
Grab someone's Pikachu and grabbed a Thunder Rock or whatever and just like made it eat it.
Could they legislate against me? Could they take me to court?
Probably. I feel like, I don't know, Pokemon Evolution's dumb.
It is.
Like, because like Pokemon can choose not to evolve.
What? Yeah. I want you to evolve. Eat this stone.
And they'll just spit the stone out and they'll be fine.
No, I'll shove it in its mouth, close it, and rub its throat.
Yep, it swallows the stone and still doesn't evolve.
You shit. You know how much that stone cost me?
Expensive.
It's like 2,500 poker bucks or whatever.
But at the end, the culmination of this film is Bill Nighy. Yes.
Yep.
Who is now
the titular
Mewtube.
Question, is Bill Nighy a fuckwit?
Yeah, because he decides the best thing for humanity...
The next step of human evolution isn't human at all.
It's to combine humans and Pokemon a la Mystery Dungeon.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some hot Pokemon knowledge for you. I'm throwing out.
It's also funny because just going back to the partner Pokemon thing and like how their partner Pokemon. Bill Nighy built Rhyme City and he set the rules. So.
Was he planning this from the get go?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
That's how they get around the one Pokemon thing and the no battling thing.
Look, maybe this is controversial, but a human being is more powerful than a Psyduck. If I became a Psyduck, I would be objectively worse.
You are the human equivalent of a Psyduck.
He's more of a Snorlax.
Nah.
I'm more of a Muck. Come on.
A Grimer.
I'm a Mr. Mime that's covered in a muck. And he's looking up at you like, Mr. Mime. And you're like, you got in there. You can get out. Mr. Mime. Mine also sounds like that for some reason.
Yeah, Mr. Mime would also be being poisoned and dying if it's whilst
it's
in a muck.
It's great that my Mr. Mime is talking.
Well, I think it's also...
Mr. Mime, you're meant to mime.
Help! Hey, this is sort of the real world equivalent of being like, we're going to mind meld you with a dog.
Yeah.
Is that good?
That's the next step of human evolution.
No,
is to
I don't
want to
be my dog. Go
now,
away.
If Bill Nighy had an army of Mewtwo's he was mind-mending people with.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That'd be fairly reasonable.
I totally get him wanting to be Mewtwo, because Mewtwo, most powerful Pokemon.
Yeah. Great
as
choice.
As is established heaps. So, like, yes, that when you're a... benevolent dictator or whatever.
When you're a man facing the end of his tether, and the end
being
of his life,
very
got no legs, being like, man, I wish I was young and sprightly again. Wait a second, but then he's still Mewtwo.
Hey,
what's he doing as a Mewtwo?
His plan is kind of insane because let's explore it step by step. He's like,
build a city.
So he mustn't have had this plan in mind, even though it makes sense. That would be insane. So build a city. Everybody has a partner
Pokemon.
Well,
the movie says that it's a degenerative. What's
it's
the
degenerative?
Yeah, degenerative disease that he has.
So you're saying
condition.
Yeah.
So he knew that his life was going to end like this.
Okay. So all right, then let's assume he knew what he was doing.
So does he know what he's doing, or at some point does he be like, "No, I'm going to be like a benevolent boy, be like it's Pokemon, like people are living together in harmony."
The reason I bring this up is that they made Mewtwo.
Yeah.
So it's not like Mewtwo innately had these powers that everyone knows about. He was like, we have the DNA of Mew. That's where he started. And he's like, somehow I'll use this to make a body, and then with that body, it will have this power to combine humans and Pokemon.
That is a very good point.
That's insane. That's an insane... He just hoped.
I will posit to you, Bill Nighy crazy shit.
He was just very lucky.
You have to assume, like, because his whole plan makes no sense unless he's crazy.
Yeah, but if he's crazy, what are the odds?
No,
well, that's fine.
Jackson. Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the city presumably started before Mewtwo existed.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Mewtwo's.
So he.
I forgot that it's the Mewtwo. Like, studying Mewtwo gave them the ability to do this because Mewtwo, for some reason, has just.
Yes.
Can do that.
He worked backwards like a maniac. He was like, I want to merge with Pokemon. They're like, that's not a thing.
Or
I'll make a Pokemon so it's a thing.
What? I will make a Pokemon.
Or he was a very benevolent person. He's realized that his degenerative disease is going to be like, look, I am not long for this world, but while I'm here, I'm going to do the best that I can. I am going to be a good bloke.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And I'm going to make this world, everyone live in harmony, whatever. This is going to be great. Hey, buddy, we found this Pokemon that does this. Oh!
No, but that's not how it happens, because he's like, I'm a benevolent dictator. They're like, hey, we found the DNA of the first Pokemon.
Okay.
He's like, okay. And then they're like, would you like us to make another-y? And he's like, yeah. And then they make another-y, and then Mewtwo escapes.
Mm-hmm.
Before they know he has any of these powers.
Surely Mewtwo, because he knows the powers of Mewtwo.
How? Mewtwo is a Pokemon he made. That's like, but if does, I was like,
does,
I,
does
I'm going
to have the powers of Mew.
No. Wait, they don't know the powers of Mew because all they have is Mew's DNA.
Surely they could, by studying the DNA.
Imagine you have the DNA.
I'm getting a nosebleed.
Of like an early.
It's
an early ape.
Like, okay, I found a bone. I'm going to be like, I reckon this is a
psychic. I can extrapolate from this bone.
No,
magic bone.
Wait, no. Because like he gets other Pokemon, like the Ninja Boys. And he's like, all right, I'm going to make them for stealth and this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He gets those little.
Greninjas aren't genetically made, though.
Yeah,
these
ones are, though. They're like genetically updated. He gets a Ditto and he's like, let's make it a bloke.
Yeah,
he's like, done.
This Ditto can become
he gets
a
those,
bloke.
The flower turtle boys. What are them?
Terraria or whatever. Terraria
makes them too big.
Yeah.
Huge.
So could you
the
be like.
The only plot point of that part of the film is just to hit Pikachu in the guts with a rock.
That's great, but I hated those big. The moment you introduce that, you're like, who cares about the other stuff?
That's
Godzilla
the problem.
Is
that's the big problem now.
That's a Godzilla music.
Godzilla Tokyo is doomed.
That's the Godzilla song. It's
all
good.
Right. So he has it. He's like, all right, well, we have this, and now we're going to make this. So he's got like the Greninjas, and he's going to do this. He's got the Turtle Boys.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to hit the next point of this because
it's just
going to circle back.
So what does he know about Mewtwo? Because he has to know something to then extrapolate out because he built a device.
The only way I can see it working is he's like, just make me a real powerful Pokemon from the DNA of Mew. And then
because
they make Mewtwo.
Unless there is one answer. So in Detective Pikachu, the film, there's one throwaway bit that seems like that this is in canon with the Pokemon movies.
Yeah.
So Mewtwo has existed for about 20 years.
Okay.
There is a chance, but there's some issues that the city did come after Mewtwo exists.
Yes. No, in fact, you're right, because he didn't make Mewtwo, did he? He just captured it.
Yeah, he captured Mewtwo.
But then why do they have the DNA of Mew?
make another ring? I don't know.
They just also got it.
Yeah. Isn't that just how Mewtwo was made?
Yeah, unless the flashback, because you see Mewtwo escape.
Yeah.
What is hang? What
the
is
the flashback? But that's it rhymes.
Yeah.
What is Detective Pikachu? He was hired to do, like, as in Ryan Reynolds. He was hired for something. Look, I was very jet lagged when I watched this.
So Ryan Reynolds' papa Ryan Reynolds, and his Pikachu.
Yes. They were hired for
to investigate the facility.
Yeah,
the Mewtwo was being held in, and they were testing on him. They didn't create him there. Why do they have the DNA of Mew?
I don't know, but they make a point, right? They're like,
I am so scared that
do
they don't.
I think they were just like, this is how Mewtwo was made
from the DNA.
Yeah.
I also kind of remember them being like, after we discovered the ancient Mew DNA.
Yeah, well, Unless Rhyme City bloke Bill Nighy was one of the scientists that also created Mewtwo, but then later on was like, oh, that gives me an idea. That makes sense.
Or he just knew about Mewtwo from 20... No, because the city's been around longer than 20 years.
Okay, look, let's just set this, and I'm not sure if the movie explains it or if this goes against it, so everyone's screaming at their phones. Good, keep yelling.
Or your big Detective Pikachu stands out there.
Because everyone saw it, and everyone knows what's going on.
100%. So let's say that Bill Nighy was one of the scientists... He's not a scientist, but let's say he was one of the scientists.
At least he funded it.
Yeah.
He worked. Mewtwo was part of him. So that's why he has the Mew DNA, because of that.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. Mewtwo created and then makes Ash a stone or whatever.
Yeah, then
Ash is dirty in this universe. That's wild. Anyway,
that's great.
Mewtwo fucks off to space.
Parts unknown.
Yeah.
Gets captured, comes back.
Yeah.
Rhyme City at this point.
So
I guess he builds Rhyme City in the
time
being.
Okay, so is it
kind
of like a whole thing where he's like, I know Mewtwo exists.
I've got some great news for you also, that none of this will matter once we get to the next point.
I was like, Mewtwo exists in this world. Bill Nye's like, right, he's fucked off to space, but I've got Mew's DNA.
Yeah.
Though he's going to be like, let's go build another Mewtwo. No, oh, what? We captured Mewtwo? Great.
Never mind.
Never mind about this. Put it in the bin.
The city building presumably happens
in 20 years. Can you build a city in
20 years? You can build a city in a day. You know,
yeah. Rome was famously
built in a day.
Ray was built in a day. Built Rome in one day.
Exactly. Ray and Romano.
His parents were across the road in Greece.
Yeah.
They're coming.
And then his parents on a ship. He was hiding in the Colosseum. Romano lives in the Colosseum.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's assume that he finds out Mewtwo exists. He's like, I got a great
Mom,
plan.
Mom, I got to fight a lion.
Finds out Mewtwo exists. He's like, okay, I'm building a city with my incredible wealth. And from that city, everyone will have one partner Pokemon.
Yep.
And then they capture Mewtwo again, which I guess he's been trying to do his whole life.
Yeah.
Maybe they experiment, they like further genetically mutate Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the implication with all the Greninjas and the Torterras or whatever.
That, well, they're trying to...
Why didn't he make a big Mewtwo?
No.
Because he wants to be... Still wants to fuck.
I'm pretty sure that the experiments that we're doing, they enhanced every Pokemon in a unique way.
Why don't you just go into, like, you know, the mind of his Ditto?
Why not? He hates his son. Just be your son. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's true, man.
Yeah. He's got two good options.
Be your son.
Or Ditto.
Yeah, well, your son nor Ditto have psychic abilities. And I guess his end goal is to merge humans and Pokemon.
Which brings me to the big point of the episode. Why none of that last really bloody 10 to 15 minutes of content matters is because... Why?
Yeah, what?
You're a Mewtwo. So, look, fuck, who gives a shit? He's become a Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then his next step is to merge everyone in Rhyme City with their Pokemon.
I will posit that he is insane.
Yeah.
Great answer.
Well done. But what an insight from Joel Zappin.
That's it.
Crazy.
Crazy as shit.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was sane this whole time.
And on that
there
note.
There is no other reasonable explanation.
And on that note, I've been Joel, and thanks for answering the question. What's so good about it? He's crazy.
He's nuts.
Because there's no other... Unless everyone is a Mewtwo... Unless he wants to, like, rule them all?
Well, I was just thinking
But he can do that as a...
No, but maybe it's easier for a Mewtwo to be in charge of other Pokemon than a Mewtwo to be in charge of of humans, you know?
Most Pokemon cannot fire a gun.
Pokemon... He's also doomed his own city.
Well, Pokemon cannot fuck, so they cannot... Well, some Pokemon can. Actually, most Pokemon can. No, I take it back.
Pokemon can fuck.
Yeah.
It's more like Pokemon can't drive trains.
Yeah, that's true. Some can.
Mr. Mime? No, he just mime driving a train. I'm a champ.
Hey, how good's the scene where Mr. Mime gets set on fire? Yeah, there's police brutality.
Yeah. It's curious that... So I guess Mewtwo can just speak English. But none of the other Pokemon can.
No.
But when they're all Pokemon, I think they can communicate. Can. But only to one guy.
Only to one guy.
Because of unknown reasons. Same DNA, maybe? Because they use his DNA to bring his dad back, meaning that his...
Hey, another funny thing is like...
He didn't recognize his own dad's voice?
Well, that's funny. But Rhyme City's just one city. He didn't do it to the world.
No. Yeah.
When the government comes...
They'll just shoot everyone.
They'll kill all those Pokemon. Cover it up.
Again, unless...
Unless he's insane?
No, yes. But it's just... I'm trying to think, because, like, all right, if you think about this as if you're not a crazy piece
Your
of shit,
Pikachu is no match for a Mewtwo.
If you're like, look... All right, I'm controlling this Mewtwo. It's fine. This is me. Cool. Do you want to merge with your Pokemon? Now you can. Offer it as a service. Yeah. I'm sure some people would pay for
it. People would be all over that. You know, weirdos.
Yeah.
Freakos.
Yeah.
What about if you didn't... I was just thinking, like, if I didn't have a partner Pokemon. Say I'm in Rhyme City doing my career of killing Rattatas with a big stick.
So you are Smith?
Would I just merge with a Rattata? Like a rando one?
Well, that's also a...
Well, yeah, because there are rando ones around. There's those little hand monkeys.
Yeah, there's pests and stuff.
Like what? Hit him with a bat, like you planned to.
Yeah, yeah. Hit him with the bat.
I gotta get rid of all these damn Apons. I just squish him with a hammer.
Because there's more Pokemon.
So
in
do
that
I need to pay for
city.
This? I do it for the love of the game.
But there's more Pokemon in that city than there are
people.
So,
yeah. So,
yeah. Look.
I don't know what to
you're
make
becoming
of
a Rattata.
Okay, yeah. Just checking. Just
whoa,
just...
are you at the parade?
No.
Because it only happens at the parade.
I'm in the sewer.
And you're saying you're going to come out and accidentally kill people.
I'm going to come out with a big sack dripping with blood full of Rattatas and be like, what is going on?
Where are the other people?
I thought I was the freak or the weirdozoid or whatever. But it was you, society.
Slamming my wet rats on the ground. What are you doing to the Mewtwo? You didn't merge with... No! I'm very confused!
Do you want to buy any of these dead Rattatas?
This is how I make my living.
You can,
I'm
good
hungry
for...
all the time. No one wants to buy them.
I have to eat dead Rattatas and they don't taste good.
I suck the meat off their wet bones.
Mewtwo, come down and talk to me.
Maybe we can make a deal.
He just breaks my brain. Like he takes my soul out and just sends it nowhere.
Oh. Whoa! Fall into your own sack.
So a lot of people, when they merge with their Pokemon, just the body of the man or the lady goes into the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the body of the person goes into that Pokemon. But Bill Nye, he's just control. So he's just a dude in a wheelchair in his tower.
Oh, yeah, I know, because he's controlling it. He did it because he's wearing the...
Yeah,
it's weird that he didn't as Mewtwo swap him.
Yeah. I was
right?
Easy way to fight Bill Nye, push him off.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why. Wait, didn't they do that in the end?
No, I'm so tired.
They shoot Bill Nye.
Yeah,
in
they
the
shoot
head.
Bill Nye in the head.
Yeah.
Right in the brain.
I think they take the thing off his head.
Yeah, they do. Which again, another easy solution.
And then Mewtwo is like, I will undo this. Mm. Ooh, and everyone's like, oh my god, I was in my fucking dog.
Do you think you would still like have the same relationship with your Pokemon?
Well,
and now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, plumbing is sick as cream and all, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you're looking for the podcast equivalent of having the flu and then taking too much cough syrup accidentally and then driving a car. Well, then why not listen to BigSoftTD.png, a nightmare comedy podcast by comedians Tom Walker and Demi Lardner that's far better than it has any right to be.
Based on the only two people that you see continue their relationship after the events of that is Ryan Reynolds and his Detective Pikachu, and neither of them seem to acknowledge the fact they were one being. So
yeah,
presumably...
that's true.
Well, it's not...
Does it create a separate consciousness altogether?
So I was going to question, because do you become, you merge together, or does, the brain of the human take over the Pokemon body?
Well, see, Ryan Reynolds as a dad seems boring, and Pikachu as a Pikachu is just a Pikachu, but somehow they made Deadpool when they formed together.
Well, the whatever her name is, the girl with the atrocious dialogue, when she...
Oh, you mean plot device lady?
Yeah, Mrs. Plot Device.
Yeah.
Although the only
exposition woman, yeah,
the only character that you get to know in the movie at all that just treats this all like it's normal.
Yeah, that's true.
She's I'm a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah, whatever.
This is my Psyduck. The brain will. What's up with Psyduck being a bomb?
I don't know. I don't know. I got no answers for you, man. But after they've merged, she's like, no, let's never do that again. And Psyduck's like, Psyduck. So
I remember,
Psyduck probably experienced it a bit.
I mean, I guess is he psychic a bit?
What, do they merge them? They must merge them, which is unpleasant because, hey, Pokemon aren't that intelligent. Well, Maybe they are. They seem pretty intelligent when they're chatting to Ryan Reynolds.
And they seem to have jobs.
Yeah. Well, you can give a
horse a job.
I mean,
a horse can work in a bar.
You can't give a horse a bar work.
You can teach a chimp to tend a bar. So
you can teach a horse to pull a carriage. Exactly. That's work.
It's a job. But that's pulling a carriage a bit different than making a cocktail.
It can mop your stairs or something.
I think the only job that is very crazy that any Pokemon has is when that Machamp is directing traffic. How does it know? How does it know where the cars need to go?
Maybe it's clever.
Maybe it doesn't know. Pile ups in Rhyme City all the time. And every other Pokemon city in the Viridian City, they're like, yeah, fucking Rhyme City.
Yeah.
Where the Pokemon are in charge of stuff. You see the houses those fucking golems built? They don't know what they're doing.
Although, in the normal Pokemon games, a Machoke or a Machamp helps you move house.
Yeah, but there's always directed by a human.
They're in construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like telling a chimp to lift a box. It can figure it out, but it can't build a house itself. You tell a chimp, put that piece of rebar there, the chimp will. You say, chimp, we'd like a nice, I don't know, Edwardian three-story villa. That chimp's just going to fucking die, probably. Gonna nail its eye out or something.
Just picks up. It's like hoo, 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 picks up the nail. Picks up a nail. And just shoots itself in between the eyes.
Oh, maybe this was a bad idea. Because fucking animals aren't that intelligent. I hate Rhyme City. Imagine being like, oh yeah, I just get my coffee delivered to me by a fucking APOM or whatever, and it just gives you hot water and sprays milk on your body. I hate this city. My sandwich is just one bit of bread and Lickitung spit.
And so Lickitung goes and licks people in the brain.
That's not okay.
Like poisonous. Fucking,
yeah, well, it's a paralytic,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it causes paralysis.
Yeah.
But I guess it just doesn't.
Not on Justice Smith, whose name in the film I forget.
Yeah.
Tim. His name's Tim.
Something Goodman.
Yeah.
Tim Goodman.
Because he's a good man, yeah?
So like John.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Let's figure it out. So you would have a golem. Oh. No, sorry, a Geodude.
What? That's worse.
You would have a
Wooper. Give me my golem back.
And I would
Did you say Roomba?
A Wooper.
What's a Wooper?
Oh, yeah.
Samma would have a Wooper, right?
What's a Wooper?
I'll find you a
picture. Little and blue.
Yeah, he doesn't have arms.
It's like half beaver, half tadpole, but it's blue.
Yeah. It's cute. Shut up. You'd have a Wooper. Look at him.
Yeah, he's cute.
That's the noise he's always making. He's constantly shocked.
Just because his mouth is open doesn't mean that's the noise he's just making.
Just because his mouth's open means I'm going to put grapes in it all the time.
What Pokemon are you getting?
I'll get a Muk or whatever.
A Grimer, since you gave us the unevolved version.
Oh, right, I'll have a Grimer. If you got merged with that Pokemon, how happy would you be? No legs, no arms, no anything. At least I got a mouth.
What Pokemon would you be happy to merge with?
Zapdos.
Choosing a legendary. Whatever the god one is. Arceus. That'd be pretty cool.
It's the god Pokemon.
Professor Oak.
Well, a golem at least has arms and legs.
As if I wouldn't have a Taurus.
Yeah, that's fair. I was trying to pick little unevolved Pokemon because we wouldn't have. You having a Mankey. That's fair.
Fine. That'd be all right.
I can see Zammit having a. What's that tree Pokemon that's secretly made of rocks?
Pseudo Wudo.
Or a Girafarig. Any of these. Tall Pokemon, I guess, for some reason.
Well, that drowsy boy. He's always sleepy.
He's gross looking.
Drowsy.
Sure. I guess
they also steal children.
Yeah. I can only have wet Pokemon, I guess. Yeah. That's the deal.
Grimer, a Muk.
Yeah.
Magnemite I spat on.
It's so little. I'll lose it.
I just don't think there's a single Pokemon I'd be happy with.
Yeah.
Jackson, I'm going to put you in a Voltorb.
Oh, no.
Jackson kept smacking his. It's great to imagine I got a Voltorb next to an alarm clock. Wake up in the morning like, oh, shut up. Smack. Oh, fuck.
Your Voltorb self-destructs every morning to wake you up.
I'm up and on fire.
And time to go to the Pokemon Center.
Hey, fix this. It's dead. Sir, please examine your statement. Oh, yeah.
Hang on. I'll put it in a Pokeball, and then you just smack a Pokeball and your unconscious Voltorb together.
Sweet.
Fix this dead cunt.
I'll do it. Clambering over them.
I keep killing these Voltorbs.
I keep hitting them. They keep blowing up. Mr. Bailey, they know me by
I think any Mr. Bailey, bipedal,
you are banned.
Any bipedal Pokemon, I'd be like, maybe. But yes. Even then. Like, you know those fighting boys?
No.
Hitmonchan.
I can imagine Zemmet loving being a Rapidash.
Majestic horse.
Majestic horse. On fire.
On fire.
It's great to imagine.
Burn whoops you don't trust.
You two, like, changing everyone and Zemmet just running around as a horse. Like, fuck yes. Fuck yes. Yes. Guys, look. Yes. Cantering around us.
Look at my goddamn mane. It's on fire.
Zemmet, I'm goo. I'm not happy.
Just stamping on you.
Ow. Slowly, like, slipping into a drain. Hell!
Hells yeah, this is great.
I'm a Mankey, I just leave.
Mankey, hop on my back, let's stomp on Jack Moore.
Yes. I like imagine you as a Geodude looking at other floating Geodudes being like, how are they doing that? Getting on your little hands and jumping up and just landing on your bottom. How are they doing that?
How are you fighting?
What?
Why do you lose that ability?
It's also funny to imagine when they reverse it, but I'm in the drain. Because oh no.
Guys, help.
Just hearing my tinny voice out the drain. Jackson's still in the pipes.
Can I outrun Mewtwo, you reckon?
Yeah,
Mewtwo's
absolutely.
Been like, let's merge him. Like, shit, no! Fuck!
You're gonna go live in the outskirts of the city as a horse.
Yeah.
Me and
we
Dusha
got this rapid.
Are back, and you're like, do you wanna go visit Zamet on that farm he lives on? I'm so uncomfortable every time I go there. Just canter up to us in a field. Hey, man.
Hey, this is great. You know, people just give you hay.
Yeah, that's
being
cool.
A horse rules.
Hey, me!
Do you miss your family?
No!
Are they horses? No.
No!
Then why would I miss them?
Watch me do this job! Oh, cool.
Yeah. You know I learned flamethrower the other day?
That's great, man.
I can do fire blast if you slap a technical machine at me.
I spent 2 weeks in the drain. I had to survive when Rattata's coming my way.
Again.
So sick of Rattata meat.
So do you have the, like, would it be like, yeah, the consciousness of, say, you, say, me and the Rapidash that was my good friend?
Maybe. Maybe you would have that.
Is it like
merge
kind of thing? Or is it just kind of like, or
well,
is
it, if it's
is
two
it
separate,
a duality it's, brain to yeah. Be like, there's me and there's Rapidash and we're kind of having conversations.
Mm.
Yeah, because if it's that, it's not as bad, I feel.
Because I'd be like, hey, you want to go for a run? He's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, sick.
Woo!
Because then, like, when you unmerge, then it's not like I know what my Pokemon... Like, I've seen that my Pokemon are horny for Bulbasaurs or whatever.
Yeah, you've not seen, like, the darkest parts of your Pokemon's psyche. Okay. You're just like, oh, I've come out and we can continue being partners. It's weird. So imagine you live in Rhyme City and you get explained to you that Bill Nighy designed the city so that everyone have a partner Pokemon so he could merge them. That's like finding out your relationship is built on lies. You're
yeah.
Like, the only reason I have a partner, this partner muck or whatever, is yeah. Because Bill Nighy deemed it so. Because
like I can understand him wanting to be that Mewtwo, but why do you want to put it on everyone else?
I don't know. What do
we
get
part
out of it?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like,
because if he just decided he wanted to be a Mewtwo, no one would care, and he would have like, got away.
Honestly, that probably solves the Mewtwo problem.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy's dangerous.
You've built that Mewtwo. That's cool.
Yeah,
he's
I guess
yours,
that's
whatever.
Your property. Fair enough.
It's just like given it, look, it could have been Iron Man.
Yeah,
it could have
yeah.
Just been the Iron Man thing. Then the army later on is like, hey, Bill Nighy as Mewtwo, can yeah. You give us this technology so we can do it for the military? And he'd be like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
What I just, apps? I'll make surely he could have.
Yeah, Tony, this is the equivalent of Tony Stark being like, I've made myself a suit so I don't die from these poisons in my heart.
Yeah.
Also, every person okay. Is, I'm gluing into an Iron Man suit.
Apart from like the obvious psychic powers.
Yeah.
And apart from just the being like, right, I reckon I could merge everyone else. What are the benefits of like, say, Bill Nighy over being like, right, I got my Ditto.
Yeah.
I could just transform into him, or I put my consciousness into him. I guess he needs Mewtwo to do it.
Mewtwo has a thick tail mound as well.
Yeah.
On the front. His pubis mons
it's
is huge.
Very thick.
Would you touch it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey.
I imagine it would feel awesome.
Because I'm just like...
That pause was good as we all went there.
It's just... Couldn't he be like, hey, Mewtwo, could you merge me with my Ditto?
Well, and I don't know why he doesn't want to
just be like, cool, I'm glad you didn't experiment on me or keep me captive and you just come and ask me a question. Sure, I guess I'll do that.
Couldn't he just merge?
Because then he has ditto eyes.
Yeah, you don't want them
then
ditto
wear
eyes.
Wear sunglasses.
That ditto was so clever. That ditto sent a text.
Yeah.
How fucked is that? That ditto knew how to text.
Yeah, it knew that. It was
who
great.
Who cares about Bill Nighy? We got a problem right here.
Texting ditto.
Every time I see anyone with sunglasses, I'm punching them.
Does the ditto speak?
No.
At all in that film?
No.
So I guess he wanted to use his mouth to use words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, okay. Ditto, bad option.
But I don't know why he didn't just be like, okay,
wait a second. If a ditto can, like, text, surely you could program it so it's
talk.
Yeah, you can have, like, a text-to-speech thing. Here's my question.
Okay, I mean, that's all right. I was imagining just, you know, genetically modifying it so it actually can speak.
Oh, well, maybe that's difficult because they didn't do it.
Yeah, that's difficult, but making a Godzilla easy.
I don't know. They're just going to make it big. Find the Pokemon genetics that say big and
to
turn them on.
Up. Crank that.
Crank that big.
Up.
But if they can genetically create something from the DNA of a Mew,
yeah,
why can't they just make a person like a goo man, like a slug, like a clone slug for Bill Nighy to hop into? Then he'd have a never-ending supply of muscly bodies to slug
into. But Pokemon die of old age.
I don't think Pokemon can die.
But the problem there is,
except my Rattatas, they are definitely dead.
I don't. Yeah, I was gonna say I don't. Well, people couldn't see that, but I looked at you like. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
Pokemon, surely. There's a Pokemon graveyard.
Yeah, that's true. So,
all Rattatas you killed with a stick.
Mm.
The problem of that, of Bill Nighy having an endless supply of Pokemon goop he can transform into, it's just him. He can't get everyone else in there.
Yeah, that's true. He needs everyone else to be Pokemon for some reason.
I'm going to make everyone their Pokemon because...
Joel Zammer, do you have an answer for this?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like you did early on.
I did, but I got mocked.
I provided the only reasonable explanation. Everyone jumped down my throat. So I'm going to put that opinion and answer in the bin and leave it open up for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did it. You let us win.
Yes. Well done. So I'm going to turn everyone in this city into a Pokemon. Not even a good one, just the ones they have.
What if it is a... what's the word I'm looking for?
Sexual fetish.
No, neither of those words were right. Superiority complex.
Oh, okay.
So well, if
just
he doesn't...
Pokemon are just the bee's knees?
Well, no, because if he makes himself a Mewtwo and everyone else is still people, they mightn't respect him. Or if he's made them all Pokemon, as he states when he's like, a Pikachu is no match for a Mewtwo, he knows he's the most powerful Pokemon.
All right.
So he can keep, stay
That's
in charge.
True.
But then again, if you found out the CEO...
A Mewtwo is no match for a sniper rifle to the brain.
So if you found out that your boss, or your mayor in this sense, was a Mewtwo, would that affect much?
I don't know. Well, here's something I'm thinking about. How much do people know about Mewtwo?
I was going to say about their boss. I was like, most people at least know them.
But like, do I, as an average Rhyme City resident, sewer man as it were, do I know much about Mewtwo? Or am I like... Who's this guy?
Well, that happened 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And what happened 20 years ago? A big thing? What happened?
The creation, Giovanni, I think, or Team Rocket, someone.
Made a Mewtwo. But that happened in Japan. So, like, I don't know. Yeah. We're in America, I think.
Hard to say.
Yeah, it's unclear.
Bill Nighy is British.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Hey, it was Bill Nighy. Oh, no. Where the hell have we found ourselves now? But was Bill Nighy's plan to... become Mewtwo and just leave his body in the chair?
Yeah.
At the top of the building, just sleeping.
Because surely he should have gotten his ditto to wheel him into a safe.
Yeah, that would be clever.
A safe.
And to feed his... Does his body still need to be fed?
Didn't Bill Nighy merge himself with the Mewtwo?
Yeah, I don't
understand.
If he merged
himself with the Mewtwo and been like, that's me, it's good now.
Maybe he was going to do that after he turned everyone into their Pokemon.
But why? Maybe Mewtwo was...
Okay.
No.
Does Mewtwo eat other Pokemon?
No.
But Mewtwo...
All right, that's that option off the table.
Mewtwo is the person who merges them. So maybe Mewtwo only has the ability to merge the people and their Pokemon physically where the machine does it mentally.
Because it wasn't a merging. It was just mind control.
Oh,
yeah. That's true.
He doesn't merge with Mewtwo.
But surely the moment he becomes Mewtwo, he could merge with Mewtwo. Because then he has Mewtwo's powers.
Yeah.
So then if
his mind is in Mewtwo.
But then if he does that, then I guess it must be kind of either both existing in one brain.
Yeah.
Or A kind of a new entity.
Oh, yeah, because if he does that, then Mewtwo will fight back.
Yeah.
We're starting to get to the bottom of this.
We're figuring it out. We're
starting to figure some aspects.
I would say that part... I moved away from the microphone there, but whatever. Yeah. I would guess that part shows that, yeah, it's your brain ends up being the two beings coexisting.
As a fight.
Rather than becoming one.
So when Zamet's a horse...
Yeah, me and my horse are chatting, being like, one's good.
Yeah, but it's fine because presumably your partner Pokemon you're already good friends with.
Yeah. Oh, I guess which makes it bad if I'm merging with one of the many Rattatas I'm trying to kill. Because
they're not friends.
You just killed my family. It's more powerful killed your family.
Than me as well. Oh, no. I'm disappearing.
Oh, no. What if you found out that your Pokemon was more powerful than you? That would change the whole dynamic.
Well, I mean,
I would assume that all my Pokemon are more powerful than me. Yeah. Pokemon, all of them have a move that might as well be a gun.
If your Geodude or Mankey or whatever wanted to choke you out, you couldn't fight that.
How are you going to strangle a Geodude?
You can put your fist in its mouth.
Does a Geodude have
your stomach?
I'll choke it out by, shoving my hand down its face.
It's really good to imagine, from the perspective of the Geodude, it's got its big hands around you, your face as you put a fist in, and then your eyes just widening as your arm keeps going. What? What's inside you?
Geodude, stop choking me. Let me get in your mouth. I want to explore.
Wear the Geodude as a hat.
I'm so baffled by this.
What's in here?
You can kill me later. I'm curious.
I just need to know.
Give me a torch.
It's cool that I just pick Pokemon that are just heads with limbs. Yeah. I'm like, that's what Dusha needs.
Yeah. I don't need a body.
No, just a head with limbs. That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so at least now we understand that when everyone's freaking out, it's because they're having a conversation internally.
Yeah.
Well, who controls the body? Both?
Well, I suppose it's a committee, basically. Yeah. And you just come to the... Look, it's no way to live.
It would be sick if, it just showed them all freaking out and then every single body just snapped in half.
Oh.
Surely there's got to be someone has to take control.
Well, I mean, I suppose the Pokemon knows how to use its body better than you do. And if we recall, Detective Pikachu struggled, though, actually. So he must have been in charge.
He couldn't do the Pikachu moves.
Couldn't do his Pikachu moves, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Except at the end, and he learned Volt Tackle.
Which is crazy, because he was a guy, not Pikachu.
So it must be...
I wonder if Ryan Reynolds can still do Volt Tackle as a dad.
So yeah, where did Pikachu's consciousness go?
Well, maybe.
He has no memory of. No, because he had no memory of what happened before except some sort of.
Well, here's my theory.
Vague kind of ideas.
Pokemon body, stronger than human body.
Yeah.
Pokemon brain, weaker than human brain.
Ah.
So our brain eats the poker brain.
Yeah.
And their body eats our body.
Yeah. And then we exist as a Pokemon. Why Bill Nighy wants it, I think Zamet hit it on the head with insight. Yeah.
Luckily, we were very accepting of that theory.
Yeah, lucky when he brought it up originally.
It will have to just be that he sees that Mewtwo is stronger than every Pokemon. So if anyone tries to rise up.
Yeah.
Surely, but Mewtwo is already more powerful than a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
If anyone tried to rise up, stop it.
Mans have guns.
Yeah, but Mewtwo has a shield that could probably stop a gun.
Are there guns in the Pokemon universe?
Yes, in the Safari Zone. In an episode of Pokemon, the Safari Zone operator holds a gun to Ash's head.
Yeah. Okay.
It was not screened to Western audiences.
Nice. Also, Blastoise. They have guns.
Oh, that's true.
They're water guns.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you could hit with a hydro pump and live? Or would it
blast
it'd
be like your ribs? It'd be like getting hit with a fire, like a fire hose.
Yeah. Blow the meat straight off your bones.
You just see a skeleton and you look at the camera and be like, oh, golly, and then you die. So, why would anyone want to be a Pokemon anyway?
Unless,
they wouldn't.
They just wouldn't. Unless there are... If there was a service, so you say, for example, I could go to say...
You're turning this into a money-making
thing. Yeah, if there was a service, you had Bill Nighy there, kind of just comatose in a chair, Mewtwo standing next to him being like, right, if you want, I could, for the next hour, you could be your Pokemon and do some stuff. I'd be like, cool, depending on the Pokemon I've got, that might be neat.
Yeah, I could probably
I could do it as a ride or a sweet... simulation.
Yeah,
I guess.
I thought you were going to say a sweet sin, and I got excited.
Yes,
sweet sin.
Absolutely, sinning
fetishes. That's what
we're
here for.
If I could bang a Rapidash as me as a Rapidash, but not as if I'm experiencing in that brain, I will do it.
Somebody floated this sexual fetish thing earlier. Don't know who, but I'm in.
So if it was
Mewtwo bans me, I guess.
No. Flings you out of the wind, like just
yeah. If there was a because like I don't know what it's like to fly as a Charizard, so sure that could be neat.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's like to run as a horse. I guess that would be neat. Cool. If I bought a dog to Mewtwo and was like, "Can I just be this dog for
can
a
I
bit?"
Hop in this pooch.
I just have this vivid dream of pissing on a fire hydrant as a dog, and
like,
I want
what
you.
What if that's good? Mm. Okay, what if I bought, say, I don't know, my dad, and was like, "We want to switch for a bit."
Yeah, Mewtwo.
I want to be my dad. He wants to be me.
Yeah, I think Mewtwo will facilitate any Freaky Friday situation you want. Hey, I'd like to learn the lesson that it's not easy being young and it's not easy being old.
Yeah, is that
cool? Can we switch?
Is that? Can I do that?
Mewtwo's like,
what if I bring in my boss and I'm like, hey, any Freaky Friday situation, can we do this?
As long as you learn a lesson, Mewtwo's fine with it.
Yeah.
And the other question we pose, well, the other question I pose is Bill Nye a fuckwit? Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes, 100%. Yeah,
he should have just mind control the Mewtwo.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then keep your Ditto, exactly. I almost said boyfriend, son is the word I was looking for.
Simply have your Ditto son to wheel you into a safe and keep being that Mewtwo.
Absolutely.
And that's the perfect. And then
once a day become Bill Nye again to eat and shit and then whatever.
To get your eats and shits
Although,
out of the way.
Presumably his body's still going to die.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good point. And then he's done. Bill Nye,
which means
there.
That this didn't actually achieve anything.
No. All right, so it's simple. It's like that fox, goose, and lettuce river situation.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
if I throw a fox, a goose, and a lettuce into the river,
the lettuce floats.
Some people call the cops on me, or am I good?
Exactly. It's that farmer conundrum. Right, so you have the device. You control Mewtwo. Now your consciousness is in Mewtwo's
body.
So, right. Then you merge your body with the body of something you want to be, like a sick Psyduck or a Rapidash. You're like, sweet, now my body's in that Rapidash. I then take off the... Where'd the device go?
Well, the device, see, you've melded it. In,
all right.
Well, you don't take the device off because it's now in a Psyduck.
It's now in, it's in a Psyduck.
Fuck.
Shit. So my body is in... My body's now in Psyduck, so I don't have
still,
to wait. My body's in Psyduck, so it's not degenerating. I now keep that Psyduck in an aquarium.
Yeah,
that's where they gotta go.
Sure.
Yeah, so I can feed that Psyduck. I'm never gonna die because Pokemon can't die.
Yeah,
and as famously stated correctly by Jackson.
And then I live my life as Mewtwo, and no one can stop me. Because unless they have to dig into that Psyduck to get that device, and no one's doing that. Because no one knows that's happened.
So then this becomes Rhyme City run by Mewtwo and his pet Psyduck.
Well, you solved it. But I don't think anyone wins.
And now I just become a mayor Mewtwo.
He gets all the power of a mayor. Well done, Bill Nye. The most prestigious position a person can hold.
He gets power of the mayor and the power of Mewtwo.
He can do a psychic.
Yeah. You can do a psychic and be good at bureaucracy.
If you were in Pokemon, would you want to battle? I would.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
I'd want the thrill.
Imagine being like, I'm a Arcanine. Wait, what does a flamethrower feel like? Hey, that was good.
Hot on my lips.
What, so could you be like, hey, can I be my Pokemon and then we fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
But you'd have to have Mewtwo on the side to like But you get KO'd, you're still in your Pokemon, your human body mightn't be able... Look, we don't know what will happen.
I think I just won't switch, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I don't
You'll
think you
just
have
keep
a
hunting Rattatas in the sewer.
For free.
Well,
Love of the game.
Love of the game.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just gallop off into the wild.
Yeah.
I'm getting back on the train and leaving. Like, this place is fucked. I want to go to a normal city where I can have 100 Pokemon.
Yeah.
And only use them as weapons.
Did we solve it?
Yeah, he's crazy.
I think the conclusion that me and you have come to
is that Bill Nye is just crazy.
He's insane.
He's just a bit of a crazy boy. That's good insight, boys.
Yeah, thanks,
glad
man.
You
yeah,
got
yeah.
there.
We got there in the
we're
end.
We're clever. It's true. Yeah.
It only took us the entire length of a normal Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah.
Not a moment too long, short, or whatever. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Pikachu, I choose to leave.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dad.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.